Welcome to Talking with Crone. I am trying out a new, more personable voice and attitude because we've been getting a lot of hate mail that the host, that being me, is very unfriendly and unpleasant. So I've been watching old reruns of Good Morning Arizona and trying to get down that infliction. And I am going to try that right now with my guest, Arizona painter and puppeteer Dane Q. Gore. Dane, what is the best thing that has happened to you today?
Well, Mr. Crone, the best thing that has happened to me today is I got to be on your podcast.
Wow. That is such an honor. That's a really great anecdote, Dane.
Now, it's a very short one, too.
It's short and sweet. That's what I always say. How do you stay so positive?
The best way I stay so positive is interacting with people like you.
Aw, that's how I feel too about you. Wow, isn't this great?
I'm just keeping up the good vibes. I mean, you got it. You know, you're the one that set the tone for me, you know?
Yeah, is this going okay so far? I'll cut this out, but is this going okay so far?
Oh, yeah, this is fantastic.
I don't know.
You can add it. I think you can add it.
I feel like I can't do this. Like, why? What are we even doing? Why are we even doing this podcast?
I just had it was 6 o'clock on a Monday, and I was free, and I heard from my friend Mr. Crone, Jason. Can I call you Jason?
That's fine. No one's gonna listen to this anyway.
Oh yeah, they are. Oh yeah, I'll guarantee it. I have 2,000 followers on Blue Sky.
Is that true?
Yeah, actually, it is.
Yeah, I started following you on Blue Sky, and then I noticed you haven't followed me back yet.
Oh, it's just because there's so many. I'm sorry. I would look. I'll look for you right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Well, no, really, I'm not being. I really am being modest.
What if, like, so yeah, I'm trying out different podcast personalities. Like, what do you think would suit me the best? Like, what if I was like one of the podcasters who just, like, you know, like tells it like it is, you know, like if I'm just like, you know, gruff and I'm like, you know, hey, this thing isn't so great. Like, I don't know. Do you think I would do okay with that?
I like your positive vibes, man. But I could probably do like the gruff, well, you know, this is the thing that we all have to think about every day of every hour of our lives. That kind of thing. Yeah.
I'm going to say something that's going to blow your minds, and people don't want me to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Oh, wait, I like that. I like that, too. That's kind of more like wrestler voice. We're like in the middle. I mean, unless you're like, well, let's see. Let's talk about some wrestlers. The Macho Man, he definitely went as far as you could possibly go. But there were guys that were maybe a little bit more dialed back, some like maybe more like one of those guys that it's kind of in the middle there.
What would your wrestling character be if you were a wrestler? Like, what do you envision it being?
Oh, okay. So let's see. I'm a painter. I'm a puppeteer. Yeah, I'd probably I'd probably actually be like some kind of puppet. And then like my manager was controlling me.
Like, you would be the puppet.
Yeah, I would be the puppet. Yeah.
It's not that you would have a puppet, but you'd be a puppet.
Exactly. I would be the puppet. I think that would be cool.
How would that work in like a live setting? Like, would like they, because I imagine you're not envisioning this with like the puppeteer, like would they have their, how do I put this?
We got all night.
Mm-hmm. Are you picturing it being more of a telepathic sort of controlling?
Okay. You mean where he's just like holding his brain.
Right. Like, I guess that'd be less puppeteering and more
fingers
like
to the temples.
More mind control. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I am thinking more of an actual, like he's moving his hands and his arms and then like, it's like mimicking. So they actually have to choreograph, you know, like the wrestler and the manager have to choreograph. So he's like gesturing and doing all these weird movements and like kind of almost like sign language things that are like signals, right?
Yeah.
So there still is some telepathy, but there's also more of like, magician gesturing, right? That kind of sleight of hand kind of thing happening.
That's cool. No, I like that. Would you have like a specific wrestler name? I feel like gore,
Yeah.
like that, you could do a lot
Oh.
with that, like in a wrestling promo.
Oh, right.
You could say like, I am gore.
Think,
Like
let
I
me
feel like
think, let
that
me
would be
think.
like a really powerful thing to shout.
Okay, I'm well, there's the guignol. You know about the guignol, right? That's the French Punch and Judy or Ju punch. It's the French Punchinello.
I'm not sure what just happened.
You've heard of Punch and Judy, of course.
Punch and Judy. Remind me
Yeah,
who
those
Punch and
are
Judy is?
so they're actually British. They're the British puppets. And
Oh,
it's
okay.
the glove puppets, and they have Punch is the one that's definitely more noticeable as a character. But he's dressed up kind of like in a captain, almost like a Captain Crunch outfit, but it's usually red. So like a big, tall, admiral hat, even though he's a captain. You know that whole thing, right? That is actually the designation would be more like admiral, not a captain, because it's the Navy, I believe. I think that's actually true. That there wouldn't be a Captain Crunch in the Navy.
So puppets, we're talking about puppets
Yeah.
still.
Yeah, we are still talking about puppets. Yeah. And so Punch is, he kind of looks like Captain Crunch, but he's got like a curved nose and a curved chin. So it almost looks kind of like the old man in the moon kind of face. Because the hat is also curved, right? The top of the hat kind of curves,
So you're saying this would be
towards the
your
audience.
look?
Oh, well, no, I'm just saying that's what Punch looks like. Yeah. So my look would be, I don't know, maybe something like that, but I just like the name Guignol because it's like, it's
Oh,
exotic,
okay.
it's French. Yeah.
That's
But
cool. Yeah.
something like maybe Gorgnol or something like that, like a pun of my last name, right? Yeah, but the
Yeah.
Guignol is the French version of Punch. And he's based on textile workers in France, and I believe it's the city of Lyon. I'm not positive on that, but I believe it's the city of Lyon. And they are, yeah, it's supposed to represent like the working man, right? The Guignol character, and he looks completely different than Punch, but it's the same premise as Punch and Judy, even though it's French. So you're getting some puppet history here.
Yeah, no, I wasn't anticipating this at all. I'm like, no, this is people criticize this for not being educational, but take that.
Yeah, exactly. Take that comment section.
Dane, what is the layout of your home like?
Oh, it's chaotic. there's paintings everywhere. There's a few. I'm, even though you mentioned that I am a puppeteer, I don't really do a lot of puppetry. I mostly do paintings, but my paintings look like puppets, so that's kind of the crossover there. But yeah, I have a lot of paintings on the walls,
Well,
in the hallway.
hold on. I think that what I
Yeah.
said counts, though.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
All right. So you don't think I'm an asshole.
Well, I know, never.
Okay. So anyway, sorry, go on. What were you saying?
Well, no, what made you say that?
That I called you a puppeteer and that you said, well, actually.
Oh, no. It's not I don't take it like as a yeah, no. I like that you called me that. I just that I'm more of a part-time puppeteer.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah. I kind of do it in my, whenever I'm not painting or teaching art, I'll be trying to maybe find a gig here or there throughout the year, but usually only do a couple of performances a year.
Yeah.
So not like a full-time puppeteer. Yeah.
So, like you're in your room, like do
Yeah.
you is it like a long trek to the restroom or the kitchen?
No, it's less than a minute
Less than a
usually.
minute, okay.
Yeah, depending on whether, I have to go around, like the dogs are in the way or if there's like stacks of laundry or something, sometimes I'll have to go all the way around, like through the outside of the house and through the porch back around. And it's a big house. There's my mom and dad and my sister and three dogs. Wait, three, four dogs. And only one of them is small. The other ones are larger dogs.
Have they ever attacked you?
No. No.
Do you
Yeah,
feel like
they
this is going okay?
yeah, absolutely. Wherever you want to go with this, man. I mean, we could like, we could do like three or four takes of this, stitch it together. We could maybe even if you wanted to, I could do like a little film segment in between if you wanted to do something multimedia. We could do like some mail art so that way people mail in their comments about the show, and then by the time we get them, we won't even remember what we were talking about, that kind of thing.
Hold on. So
What? What?
you're saying that people would mail in comments
Yeah.
and then we would put those comments into some sort of video that would accompany the podcast.
Yeah, why
So
not?
basically,
Yeah,
like
we
as the podcast is playing, then like
Yeah.
you will see like real, it's almost like a YouTube live video, but then it's just like comments that we put in there.
Yeah, we could do it like as a mailbag segment. We
But
could
then,
do it
like
that
the but
way.
then the video doesn't exist yet. But then, like we got comments about the episode.
Oh, wait, I like that. And then you could add it in later in post.
No, I'm saying that might be an issue with making a video.
Oh, I see. I see. Yeah, because there'd be a long delay, right? We'd be waiting for the comments to show up in the mail, right?
Right, but then like,
Yeah.
would they listen to the episode first, and then we would do like a second video?
Oh, like a follow-up. Okay. I mean, we could try both. Yeah. What's your schedule like?
Do you want to encourage people to donate to this podcast, to donate to venmo.com/talkingwithcrone?
Absolutely. Do you want me to do like a promo right now?
Do a promo right now, please.
Hey everybody, thank you for listening to Mr. Crone's
Crone.
Talking with Crone. Yeah, if you like our episode or any episode that has existed or will exist, please donate using the promo code, I mean a website web URL venmo.com/, is it backslash or forward slash?
Isn't
For
it
backslash.
usually backslash for
Yeah,
like,
backslash, because
right?
you're
I
going
always confuse
towards the.
I confuse forward slash and backslash, like what
I
is
know.
considered. Like if you're leaning forward, then it would look like
Yeah.
that slash, but I think that's a backslash.
It's like whichever one will take you there. Whatever
Yeah.
direction it like when you push that arrow button to go to the place, or you push enter to go to the place, it should be facing that direction. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, I'm thinking that's how
I guess you could
coders
try
work, right?
both,
Yeah.
and then probably one of them won't work.
And then so talking with Cron or Crone, sorry.
It's pronounced Chrome, but everybody, it's because of how it's spelled. Like,
I know, I just it
I
slipped.
have a memory of like being a little child in an entire classroom and a teacher shouting Cron at me, and I was
Okay.
shouting Chrome back, and then they would shout Cron at me, and it going on for like a long time.
Oh
I'm
my
pretty
God.
sure that this is a real memory, but it might not be.
Oh
It
no,
doesn't sound real.
it sounds real to me. I could imagine it. I could imagine it.
I feel
Yeah,
like when people
definitely.
say Kron, then they're like kind of saying it as like a like kind of the sound of Kron, it almost sounds like it's like a like an insult, like hey Kron.
Oh, okay.
You
I'm
know what I
sorry.
mean? Can you hear
Yeah.
that in the
Yeah,
inflection?
I can. I can.
Hey
Well, and plus
Kron.
you've heard it enough. Yeah, see, that sounds better, even though you said it the same way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it still sounds like, okay, I gotcha. Well, just like, okay. So like one of them was like, okay, I'm directly insulting you. The other one is like, you know what? I've had a bad day, but I really appreciate that you're listening to me.
Yeah, no,
Like
exactly.
that, exactly like that. Yeah.
What did you eat for breakfast this morning?
Oh, this breakfast. Oh, what did I have for breakfast? You know what? I actually forgot what I had for breakfast. Let me think. Let me think. I think I had, I don't usually have breakfast actually. Oh yes, okay. I had a Jack in the Box loaded breakfast sandwich. Yes. Are we allowed to say that? Loaded breakfast sandwich, are we allowed to say that?
Because it sounds lewd.
Well, just because of copyright, like I don't want to make
Oh,
sure
I
we,
see.
yeah, I don't want to get a strike on your podcast.
I would imagine that if anything, Jack in the Box appreciates the promotion.
Yeah,
The
you know,
people are listening to this and like, yeah, loaded breakfast sandwich from Jack in the Box. That sounds tasty, mighty tasty. And then, they're making money from us, so you're welcome, Jack in the Box.
And I appreciate them. Even though I had to pay them for my food, I mean, I would appreciate them even more if they gave us both free food. If you like Jack in the Box, if you don't, then maybe there's another company that we could mention that would you would be happy with mentioning.
Well, I always am down to give a promotion to Taco Bell when they want it,
Oh, yes.
depending on the politics of the people in question. I guess you can't just give like a freewheeling endorsement of a major corporation anymore without realizing later, like, oh no.
Right. There's like some obscure asshole that's like, oh no, it just came out that they did something bad
Yeah,
that
or they
one time.
donated like, and it's like, why did you do that? Like,
Right.
you just sell tacos. Like, why did you even need to enter this for like, enter the foray and have to endorse a political candidate?
You know,
Anyway.
that makes me think of something else, actually. How much money do you think is too much money?
You mean to spend on food or in general?
Oh, just in general, just in general.
I'm pretty suspicious of anybody who has more than, I don't know, I'm going to say $300 in their bank account.
Okay. That's a much more conservative number than I would actually I would give some degree of latitude there, because I've been thinking about it a lot. I think what okay, there was an interesting saying I saw online just the other day, and it was if you owe $10,000, it's your problem. If you owe 10 million, it's their problem. Is that something
So,
interesting to think about? Yeah.
you lost me. So,
Okay, no problem.
yeah. So really, like, walk me through this saying.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay. So, if you have trible paying somebody and it's a very low amount, it's always going to be like something you're going to be stressed about, right? Because it's probably more likely that you can't pay it. Whereas with something like 10 million, if you're ever got to the point where you're borrowing $10 million, you're probably in a position where you can just say F you to the person. Because it's such an astronomical amount. You could just be like, well, it's probably a politician or a billionaire or, you know, a multimillionaire at least, at the very least, if we're talking 10 million, right? It has to be at least more than 2 million to be multimillion.
So you're saying that like if you owe a lot of money to a corporation that you could blow it off, but if like I owed you like a couple $100, then like you could take it out of my hide.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. So you're talking about more like local, right? A local threat, right? It's more imminent, right? Yeah. And then there's also, yeah, like if you're going to just borrow that piddly amount of money, it's probably more likely, yeah, that it's going to be somebody who could get at you locally, right? Exactly. Whereas it's like that much money, it's probably some millionaire, billionaire, whatever, and they could just write it off, you know? I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm just daydreaming here, you know, but that I think that's kind of where that's coming from.
Have you ever wondered who would win in like a hand-to-hand between you and I?
Between you and I,
Yeah.
every day,
What is
yeah,
what do
I think about
you
all the time.
yeah, what have you come to the conclusion of?
I think it would probably be a draw. Yeah, I think so. I think so. Yeah,
You think we'd both
because
get
we're
tired?
friends. Well, we're friends. We're just kumite. We're just sparring, you know?
Maybe we would end up like crying and hugging or something.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the way it should be.
What kind of car do you drive?
A Mazda 6. Yeah, a Mazda
Mazda 6.
6. I
Okay.
don't know about the other five, but 6 is my favorite.
Do you have particular audio settings in your car that you like? Do you like turning up the bass versus the treble? Are you a mid man?
Oh, I'm probably, wow. I don't really think about like the EQ levels and all that for my, I used to mess around with those a lot in iTunes, but I kind of just let, I kind of just let it cook, you know?
Let it cook. I like it.
Just plug it in, let it cook.
Yeah, let it simmer.
Yeah, exactly. Like a rice cooker, you know, or Instapot. I don't know. Is that how those work? You plug them in and you just walk away.
I've never used an Instapot, but that sounds perfectly safe.
Yeah, you agree.
Where do you like your AC set in your car?
Oh, my AC. Well, there isn't really a number, but like that dial that I have that's between red and blue, I like to put it right in the middle sometimes.
Oh, okay.
And then, depending on if it's like, usually it's early because my feet get cold really easily, like early in the morning. If it's early in the morning and my feet are like cold until about noon, I'll kick up just a couple of notches in the on the red zone. Maybe three or four even. But I very rarely try to get all the way, you know, to go all the way to the very end of the red zone there for that setting. Yeah. How about
Imagine
you?
there's a drastic. I should have been more specific
Okay.
about
Okay.
what time of year you were doing this.
Oh
Is
yeah.
it?
This around this time of year, it's actually pretty cold for me still in February in
Yeah.
Arizona. It's still pretty cold because I really am. I mean, I'm not ever going to be used to the heat, but I'm definitely more of a like I think I'd rather be hot than cold because I just my feet don't warm up very well. I've got poor circulation, as they say.
I've been trying to just tell myself that I enjoy the summer Arizona heat. That's what, because my neighbor tells me that he really likes it, that it's like a sauna. And I'm like, yeah. So like when I go out and it's like, 120 degrees, and then, medication that I take then exacerbates like my heat intolerance. So then like I'm even more out of it and hot. So when I go outside, it almost like feels like I'm like entering this like weird dream where like, everything goes white. But then I'm thinking like, no, I like this. I'm an Arizona person. I enjoy the heat. So that's what I've been telling myself. As we inch closer to the summer, I've been telling myself like, yes, this is going to be great. You know what I
You
mean?
get, yeah, you get past that liminal space. You have to push through the boundary in order to achieve, I won't say nirvana, but it's a nirvana-like situation. You just have to let yourself coalesce into it, right? Is that where you're going with that?
Yeah, like you have to like coexist like with like let the heat like engulf you.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Now, okay, I can tell you a place that actually happened. It didn't happen in Arizona, even though I've lived here my whole life. Where it happened was in New Orleans, and it was the humidity. I can't handle humidity very well.
Oh yeah.
Oddly enough, because I was talking about how like I prefer the heat to the cold, but I also probably prefer the cold to humidity.
Oh, by
Yeah,
far. Yeah.
humidity is terrible, but for some reason, and I think it was just the place. I let the place actually. I actually let the place coalesce into my being, right? To like I was part like I let myself become part of the place. Yeah, I don't know if I've really had that happen a lot, but I really do feel like that must have been what happened because I was just like I was vibing. And and of course I was drinking a lot too, so that probably helped. But other than that, I mean, because I don't think it was like necessarily I was getting dehydrated. Or like delirious from dehydration, but that could have been part of it. But I really do think that I kind of metaphysically let myself be part of that place for that very short period of time.
So basically, just like Dane ceased to exist,
Yeah,
and you were like New Orleans. So like
I was New
you
Orleans.
were like a
Yeah.
building. You were the sidewalk. You were the air.
Yes, I was one of those horse things that, have you been to New Orleans?
I have not.
So there's like little posts that are just they have a horse head on them. So they were
Okay.
hitching posts. That's what I was the word I was trying to think of.
And that was you.
I was a hitching post
Interesting.
in New Orleans, specifically.
It's a lot to
I
think
took a lot of
about.
pictures of that. You know, that was actually the first time I ever got on Instagram was when I went to New Orleans. Some of my best Instagram work is my very the very beginning of my oeuvre from Instagram was my documentation of my New Orleans experience.
Yeah, like you would take a picture of like a window, and then it'd be like, this is a selfie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Wow. Oh my God. Yeah, and when I was in the Mardi Gras world, right? I was taking a picture of a vampire and it was like, I'm that vampire right now. I'm that vampire in New Orleans. I'm that vampire float.
Have you ever practiced a stance?
A stance. You mean
Yeah, like do
a
you
kung
like
fu
when you're
stance?
like talking with people, like are you conscious of like
Oh yeah, like my posture, like my etiquette, like you
Yeah,
know, like when you're
I was watching an interview with The Rock the other day, and I was just
Oh, hell
like kind of
yeah.
taking note as far as like, you know, the way that he like leans over and like kind of like he very much gives off the vibe of like, I'm better than you, but I'm giving you the time of day because that is how godly I am. So I'm going to
Oh, right.
pretend like we're on the same
Right.
level, even though like we both know that I'm not. And I think it has to do with like kind of like the way that he positions his body.
Well, absolutely. That's where the people's elbow comes from, is from the fact that he's like on our level, even though he's above us.
Right, yeah,
Right?
he's
Like
the people's
it's
champion,
for
yeah.
us. That elbow is for us.
Absolutely.
Every time he deploys it, it's like, this is for you. This is for you guys.
Right.
That's why he like, doesn't he like tap it? And like before he does the
Yeah,
thing.
he like does a thing when he comes out, and then like he where he will like show his goosebumps, and then he'll like do this. Like he'll I shouldn't be saying he does this like on an audio podcast, but yeah, basically like he
So Mr. Crone, sorry. Oh
Oh my
geez,
God.
I did it again. I did it again. I'm sorry. Mr. Crone is we can edit that out in post, right? I think.
Hope so.
Yeah, okay.
I'll have to talk to the producers.
Mr. Crone is tapping his not really quite the elbow yet, the forearm, but he rolled up his sleeve first. And then he was kind of tapping the forearm where the forearm meets the bicep, right? Around that area, right?
You know, that's why I like you, is because you think on your feet. Like basically, I started doing a motion and then remembered that this was an audio podcast. And then I thought, oh, we are fucked. And then you took charge and then you actually like described it.
Well, this is a collaboration. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you are me and I am you.
That well, in this society, we're New Orleans now.
Right. We're all New Orleans.
Right.
What about handshakes? Do you ever try to give a like, are you ever conscious of like having giving like a strong handshake?
Oh, you know, okay. Yeah, that's funny you mentioned that because there was a guy I met just the other day who gave me a surprisingly strong handshake. Considering the amount of energy that I was expecting from the handshake, have you know what that I'm talking about, right? Like he just seemed like kind of chill, but then it was like bam, you know, like
Yeah.
whoa, like it
But
was like a lightning bolt into my arm, right?
like
And I
some
was like,
people will like, you know, march towards you like, all right, I'm going to like give you like a real handshake, but
like
then
you
like
know
this
it.
person seemed more like, you know, like a passive sort of person, but then just like really, was it that the person didn't seem to like know their own strength, or was it that the person was like trying to send you a message?
I think he was just used to doing it that way, actually. It just seemed like it was just like, I give a strong handshake, and that is my policy.
And how did you
Yeah.
react? Did you like
I.
did you like, you know, clinch up like mid
Yeah.
shake and to
Yeah.
like
And
match
mid
him?
shake. Exactly. It was like, oh, yeah, I meant to do that. Like that kind
Right.
of thing. Right. Exactly. Yep. That's exactly what I did. You know it.
Like you were
Because
flexing at
you're
each other
me.
basically.
Because you're me. Yeah.
Right.
We're vibing.
Yeah, no, we are vibing. Yeah, indeed. No, this is going very well.
I think this should be a five-parter.
Like a Ken Burns level podcast series.
Well, I mean, that would be perfect for our commentary that we're going to have people mail in. So we could actually read the letters. We could read them like dramatically and like in southern accents.
Can I go back and tell you what my wrestling character is going to be?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yes, please. Yes.
No,
Let's.
I moved on, but then I
Right.
decided that I'm going like, oh, maybe I should mention this. So
Oh,
basically, yeah,
yes,
I'm a
definitely. Definitely.
teacher and I'm Dr. Crone and I'm a heel, and
Oh, you
I
want to be a
just
heel?
like
Yeah.
go out there and I talk about how people don't appreciate teachers, and
Okay.
then
I'm getting an image here.
basically like I like say a lot of things in promos about how I'm going to like fail you and how like, you're going to be expelled from life, like that sort of thing.
Well, I mean,
And
you come up, you have a report card every time you get interviewed by the equivalent of Doc, what was his name? Mean Gene Okerlund.
right, yeah. And so like my finishing move, I haven't decided what it would be yet, but it would be called the final exam. But I would have a move where I like break a person like over my knee, and like that would be like a pencil breaker.
Okay, yeah, perfect, perfect.
And then I think the theme song would be Another Brick in the Wall Part Two, but it would specifically be by Class of 99, the super group that featured Layne Staley and Tom Morello, and it was on the Faculty soundtrack in 1999.
What? Whoa, that's fantastic. Wow, you've really thought this through, yeah.
Well, I'm getting tired. Is
Okay.
there any concluding thoughts you want to give people to think about? You've already given so much education.
Well, you know, okay, yeah, I need to think about what my character would do and their theme song, but I mean, of obviously Master of Puppets for Metallica, but it could be like a cover or something, like the idea of having a cover, right? So it could be like from like Rasputina or something instead, you know, like something a little bit different, or maybe even the Vitamin String Quartet cover of Master of Puppets, something like that would be kind of cool.
You could do Iron
Yeah.
Horse, like from like the Fade to Bluegrass album of Metallica Bluegrass covers.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Well, now you do.
But yeah, that and also my finishing move. What would my finishing move be? I actually thought of what my finishing move could be. Yeah. It could be something involving like almost like, you know, where you twist the arm and do the burn. It used to have a non-PC name to it, the burn on the arm where you rub your hand over the arm over and over again. It'd be something kind of like that, but it would be called like the puppet string, you know, the puppet, well, maybe something having to do with the Vitamin String Quartet, you know, like a little play off of that.
Oh, yeah.
Vitamin String
And then you using the
upset.
string quartet as like the theme song, like that would have like an extra meaning.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know how the interviews would go because I think the manager would be doing all the talking and I would just be kind of like doing all these weird like miming things happen. So I think he would be nonverbal, my character. Yeah.
How do we make this happen?
How do we make this happen? Wow. Well, I mean, we could make puppets out of them and have them fight each other that way.
No, but I mean, like, how do we get into the WWE?
Oh, you're thinking
I'm thinking like
like just
big
going for
picture.
it.
Yeah.
Big picture. Wow.
I'm 40 and I feel like now is a good time to like get into wrestling for the first time as
Oh
like
yeah,
as a
no. I
wrestler.
mean, I think 48's even better, right? Like let's do it.
Absolutely.
Let's
Like
go for
wine.
it,
Yeah, the
man.
body is like wine. It only
Exactly.
more athletic, yeah.
This is absolute science right here. Is like we know that that actually works. In some sports it doesn't, but in wrestling specifically.
Right.
Wrestling specifically, yeah, the older is actually better, right? Which is always so weird that they start so early, you know. I guess they're just trying to get their practice in first, you know.
Right, before they
Yeah.
like really reach their prime when they're like 55.
Exactly. Yeah, that is
Right.
absolutely about the peak right there is 55. Yeah, that's a good number for that.
Dane, do you want to refer anyone to some sort of newsletter or internet thing? Do
Oh
you,
yeah.
yeah.
So a thing to plug as it were?
Sure. Yeah, I think that's what that's called.
Yeah, something like that. Something having to do with an outlet, and then there's like a thing that goes in the outlet.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And you connected in some way to electricity.
Are you good at like, saying like, hello, I have this show that I'm doing at this gallery.
Oh yeah, actually, I do have a show coming up in a gallery. Actually, there is one that's happening this Friday, and it's a bike seat show
Where's that?
at the Donnell Plaza in Tempe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's rural and I'm sorry, is it rural and southern? Wait, no, it's mill and southern.
Well, I'm
Okay,
not putting this out
so
for a couple of weeks, but so
oh,
I'll probably edit this
okay.
part out,
Well,
but
I do have another show coming up in August, on third Friday of August, which will be August 15th. And I don't have a title for that show yet, but it will be at the Modified
wow.
in downtown Phoenix. Yeah, in beautiful downtown Phoenix at the Modified Art Gallery. Yeah, and it's going to be through the iLounge, actually, through the iLounge Art Collective. iLounge Art Collective. Yeah. And I haven't come up with a title for the show yet, but the theme of my show is unfinished business.
Ooh.
So I'm going to try to do some pieces that I've been wanting to do for a long time, some pieces I put off doing, and even remake some of my older pieces into new pieces.
Like it's like a remastering project.
Like a remastering project. Yes.
I like it. All right, well, thanks for joining me today, Dane.
Thank you, Mr. Cohn.